It seems investigating murders in South Carolina's Lowcountry is really turning into a thing. That's why we've created another podcast focusing specifically on the murder of Stephen Smith. We, of course, have continuing coverage for you on the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. But if you want a channel exclusively dedicated to the coverage of the investigation and finding justice for Stephen Smith, be sure to search and press subscribe to The Murder of Stephen Smith. Search that wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe as we bring you daily coverage of the investigation into the murder of Stephen Smith and the quest for justice. Search The Murder of Stephen Smith wherever you get podcasts. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is our week in review, a look back at some of the most compelling stories we've covered for you in the last 7 days. Brand new episodes back Monday, right here. In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested 3 times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
And we got breaking news for you as of right now. Major developments in the Stephen Smith case, as the death is now classified as a homicide. This happening just this evening. We are broadcasting this around 8 o'clock Central Time on 3/21/23. In the startling turn of events, the Richter law firm announced today that the death of Stephen Smith, previously classified as a highway vehicular manslaughter, is now being considered a homicide. The revelation comes after 8 years of unanswered questions and a recent phone call between the law firm's founder, Eric Bland, who will be joining us in just a moment, and South Carolina Law Enforcement Division SLED Chief Mark Keel. Both parties have pledged to collaborate, sharing information and resources to uncover the truth behind Smith's tragic death in 2015. The case, reopened by state police in June of 2021, has been plagued with doubts about the original cause of death. Stephen Smith's mother, Sandy Smith, started a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds for an independent autopsy. Has raised over $80,000 to date. Bland Richter, known for its success in high-profile cases, now represents her in this very complex investigation. SLED officials have shared that they did not need to exhume Stephen Smith's body to confirm the homicide was in fact a homicide, but will participate in the process and collect additional evidence. Both the law firm and SLED are committed to uncovering the truth and seeking justice for the Smith family. Joining me just a couple of days ago was Eric Bland. We were talking specifically about the Stephen Smith case. I want to play that back for you right now so you can hear what his thoughts were when this aired just this last week. This is Eric Bland, who is now one of the attorneys for Stephen Smith. I started out by asking, what do we have here now that they're searching for a killer? This is a homicide. Is there anything to the rumors? Is there anything that could place anyone, Murdaugh family or whoever it may be, in a vehicle all these years later when this was never initially investigated as a homicide? Here's what he had to say about that.
Well, I am advising in some capacity, not in full capacity, but in some capacity, depending on the issues, Sandy Smith. So I know her real well, Stephen's mother.
Yeah.
She has contended that Randy Murdaugh, the brother, showed up at the accident scene where Stephen was recovering in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So that's one quizzical fact. Two, she got a phone call from Randy Murdaugh, who offered her his services to represent her. And she was like, well, why do I need representation? What would I need representation for?
Yeah.
And she never really got a good answer to that question. So the answer really is we don't have a firm connection between the Murdaughs and Stephen Smith's death. However, at or about the time they opened up the investigation for the death in Gloria Satterfield, SLED also announced, after searching the property after the murders following June of 2021, supposedly they found something that caused them to open an investigation in Stephen Smith's death. Now, since that time, we've heard nothing. And law enforcement doesn't give you a press conference and tell you, hey, this is where we are in our investigation. But usually there's enough journalists that have sources that will be able to get a leak or two that would say, hey, look, they're closing in on something, or they've eliminated these suspects. Sandy Smith had hired a very prominent defense attorney out of Charleston, a criminal defense attorney named Andy Savage. Uh-huh. And Andy and my partner and I had represented Michael Slager. And I don't know if you remember the Michael Slager case, but he was the police officer who shot Willie Scott in the back running after they had a fight over a taser in Charleston.
Okay.
And we represented Michael Slager, the police officer, in connection with claims that he had over insurance coverage through the Police Benevolent Association. Andy Slager represented him on the criminal case.
Yeah.
So she hired Andy. Andy had some investigators do some serious investigation. And without talking to Sandy Smith, he released a public statement that said the Murdaughs don't have anything to do with it. And SLED disagreed with that statement because they didn't close the investigation. And from what I understand, the Murdaughs may have information because obviously the connections to the 14th Judicial Office, where Randolph Murdaugh was a solicitor, the father, grandfather, and the great grandfather. But because of the relationship they had with the current solicitor, Duffy Stone. So the answer is, well, does Buster know anything? Does John Marvin know anything? Does Alex know anything? Or Randy know anything? The answer is probably yes. I don't know whether they have anything to do with it, but knowing how information flows through that family, I would think they would know something of what happened to Stephen. According to Sandy, Stephen was supposed to go away with a prominent person that weekend, and go on a vacation with a very prominent person. He wouldn't give the name to Sandy. So, you know, how do you fill in the gap? What does a prominent person mean? Who is that prominent person?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where SLED is looking. You know, Buster's in a real tough spot right now. He's a victim, clearly of the murders. And clearly of his father's criminal conduct that he's done for 12 years. He lost a mother and a brother. Now he's lost a father. He's been ridiculed because of the law school expulsion over an alleged plagiarism incident. He and his girlfriend, you know, are being subject to a lot of paparazzi and a lot of people following them, whether they're camera people, photographers, or journalists. They've been making a number of police reports, but you know, the cachet of the Murdaugh name is gone.
Yeah.
The Citadel has fallen. So I guess the family wanted Alex to be not guilty of murder of Maggie and Paul because they probably could rationalize, well, that doesn't fall on us. If he's innocent, that's great, or not guilty. you know, him stealing from clients, that has nothing to do with us. And him being a drug addict or a drug taker, drug user, that hasn't, that's not us. But the murders taint the family name forever. You know, can you imagine being in a restaurant and you hear table for four for Myrtle? You turn your head, right? You got to turn your head.
Yep.
Same if you heard, you know, table for four for Hitler. You turn your head.
Sure.
So Buster, I don't see coming out on top. I don't see Randy Myrtle staying with his law firm. I think the name has such negative connotation and negative juju to it that you can't be associated with it. Buster's going to have to change his name. He's going to have to change his name to Fred Reynolds, dye his hair black, and move to Montana. I just don't see a way forward for that family, especially because there's so much more to come.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
There's so much more to come. Indeed, there is. This has been a breaking news update from the Hidden Killers podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. Stay with us.